Hey there, everyone, and welcome back to Reentry 101, Foundations for Success. I'm Aaron, your host, here to guide you through the ups, downs, and everything in between as you navigate life after incarceration. Today's episode is one that strikes right at the heart of what reentry is all about: connection. We're talking about family ties, navigating relationships after incarceration. Because let's face it, no one does this journey alone. Whether you've been dreaming of hugging your kids again, sitting down for a family dinner, or simply having a real conversation with the people who matter most to you, rebuilding those bonds is a huge part of your first year out and beyond. But here's the catch. As much as you've changed during your time away, your family has too. They've had to cope, grow, and adapt in their own ways. So, when you step back into their world, there's bound to be some tension, maybe even some hurt feelings. And that's okay. Healing takes time, effort, and most importantly, action. And for those of you who may not have a traditional family to return to, don't worry. You can still create meaningful, supportive connections that feel just like family. Building close relationships with friends, mentors, or even support groups can give you the foundation you need to thrive. This episode is packed with practical steps, real stories, and some game-changing insights into how to strengthen those family ties, or build your own version of family, and create a foundation for healthier, stronger relationships moving forward. We'll explore everything from communication tips to actionable tools you can start using today, even before release day. So, whether you're just beginning this journey or supporting someone who is, this episode is for you. Let's kick things off by talking about one of the most important foundations for rebuilding relationships: understanding the impact of time. When you're away, time doesn't just stand still for the people you love. Your absence creates a ripple effect in their lives, and it can feel like you've all been living in different worlds. Kids grow up, relationships evolve, and routines shift. For some, this might mean feeling left out of big milestones or struggling with guilt over the role you missed. For others, it might mean uncertainty about how you fit back into the picture. This is where understanding and empathy come into play. It's important to recognize that your family's experience during your absence is just as valid as your own. One powerful way to approach this is by starting small. Instead of diving straight into heavy conversations or expecting everything to go back to the way it was, focus on rebuilding trust and connection through everyday moments. For example, let's say you're reconnecting with your child. Instead of trying to explain everything right away, try doing something simple together, like playing a game, going for a walk, or helping them with homework. These small, consistent actions speak volumes. They show that you're present, that you care, and that you're willing to invest in the relationship one step at a time. The same goes for adult relationships. If you're reconnecting with a spouse, partner, or parent, remember that trust is built through consistency. It's not about saying the perfect thing. It's about showing up. A good starting point? Ask questions. Listen more than you talk. And when you do share, be honest about where you're at emotionally. It's okay to admit that you're nervous, unsure, or even scared. Vulnerability is a strength, not a weakness. Now, if you don't have family to reconnect with, the same principles apply to building those close connections we talked about earlier. Whether it's a mentor, a friend, or a member of a support group, meaningful relationships grow through shared experiences and genuine communication. Maybe that means reaching out to a community program, attending a local event, or even just showing up consistently for a weekly meeting. Here's the takeaway for this section. Start with small steps. Whether it's a conversation, an activity, or simply being present, every moment adds up. And don't forget, it's not about being perfect. It's about being genuine and consistent. Let's dive into something that's absolutely crucial for rebuilding relationships: communication. Here's the thing, though. It's not just about talking. It's about creating real understanding and connection. And I'm telling you, once you get this right, it changes everything. Think about communication like building a bridge. You need solid foundations on both sides, and every word, every gesture is like another piece connecting you to the other person. The beautiful thing is, anyone can learn these skills. It's not about being naturally good at it. It's about practice and intention. Let's break down what real listening looks like. Most people think they're listening when really they're just waiting for their turn to talk. That's not going to cut it. Real listening means being fully present. When someone's talking to you, put your phone away. Make eye contact. Notice their body language. Are they tense, relaxed? These details tell you more than words ever could. Here's a practical technique you can start using today. It's called reflective listening. When someone shares something with you, take a moment to repeat back what you heard, but in your own words. Like if your kid says, "I hate that you weren't there for my birthday," you might say, "I hear that you felt hurt and disappointed when I missed your special day." This does two powerful things. It shows you're really listening, and it helps make sure you understood correctly. Now, when it's your turn to speak, clarity is key. No beating around the bush, no sugarcoating. But here's the trick. You can be honest without being harsh. Instead of saying, "You never visited me," try, "I felt really lonely when I didn't get visits." See how that shifts the focus from blame to sharing your experience? Something that trips a lot of people up is handling tough emotions during conversations. Maybe you're feeling defensive or angry or ashamed. That's normal. But here's what you do. Pause. Take a breath. Remember that your goal isn't to win an argument. It's to understand and be understood. And here's a game changer. Learn to ask better questions. Instead of yes, no questions, try open-ended ones. Don't ask, "Did you miss me?" Ask, "What was the hardest part about me being away?" This opens the door for deeper conversations and real understanding. Remember, you're not just rebuilding relationships, you're building new communication habits that will serve you for the rest of your life. These skills take practice, but every conversation is a chance to get better. Start small, stay consistent, and watch how these changes transform your connections with the people who matter most. Now I want to dive deep into something that's absolutely fascinating: how your brain processes and handles relationships. This isn't just theory stuff. This is practical knowledge that can transform how you connect with others. Think about your brain like a muscle. Just like you can train your body to get stronger, you can train your brain to process information better, handle emotions more effectively, and build stronger connections. And the best part? This stuff works whether you're rebuilding old relationships or creating new ones. Let's talk about auditory processing first. This is huge for relationships because it's all about how your brain takes in and makes sense of what people are saying. You know that feeling when someone's talking and your mind just kind of drifts off? That's your auditory processing getting overwhelmed. But here's a simple exercise you can do anywhere. When you're watching TV or listening to someone talk, try to pick out specific words or phrases. Maybe focus on every time they say "the" or "and." It sounds simple, but it's actually training your brain to stay focused and process information better. Now, let's get into emotional regulation, because this is where a lot of us struggle. When emotions run high, our thinking brain often shuts down. But there's this incredible technique called 5-4-3-2-1 that can help you stay grounded. Here's how it works. Name 5 things you can see right now, 4 things you can touch, 3 things you can hear, 2 things you can smell, and 1 thing you can taste. This isn't just some relaxation trick. It actually helps your brain switch from emotional overload back to clear thinking. Another powerful tool is rhythm and movement. When you're feeling overwhelmed, try this. Tap your feet in a steady pattern while taking deep breaths. This helps sync up your brain's emotional and logical centers. It's like hitting the reset button when things get intense. Memory exercises are crucial too. Try this one. At the end of each day, review 3 specific moments of connection you had with someone. Maybe it was a conversation, a shared laugh, or even just a look. This doesn't just strengthen your memory, it trains your brain to notice and value these moments of connection. The key to all of this is consistency. These aren't quick fixes, they're tools that get more powerful the more you use them. And here's what's really cool. When you work on these skills, you're not just helping yourself. You're creating a ripple effect that makes every relationship in your life stronger. Remember, your brain is incredibly adaptable. Every time you practice these techniques, you're literally rewiring your neural pathways to be better at connecting with others. It doesn't matter where you're starting from. What matters is that you're taking steps to improve. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Reentry 101, Foundations for Success. We've covered a lot of ground today, exploring everything from rebuilding family connections to strengthening your brain's ability to process emotions and information. Remember, success in rebuilding relationships isn't about getting everything perfect right away. It's about taking those small, consistent steps forward. Whether you're practicing active listening using the 5-4-3-2-1 grounding technique or working on your auditory processing skills, every effort counts toward building a stronger foundation. I'm excited to let you know that we've put together some free resources to help you continue this journey. You can access our auditory processing exercises and relationship building tools by reaching out to us at reentryacademy101@gmail.com. These resources aren't just for you. They can be helpful for anyone you're reconnecting with. Thank you for joining me today. If you found value in this episode, share it with someone who might need these insights. Your story matters, and your commitment to growth can inspire others on their own journey. Until next time, keep taking those steps forward. Stay committed to your growth. And remember, you've got what it takes to build the connections you want. I'll catch you in the next episode.